One, we need to enforce all of our immigration laws, particularly worksite enforcement. And part of that national security priority is also to try to prevent any future terrorist acts from being committed against America and trying to protect the lives of Americans. And we can do that in a number of ways. We need to make sure that we reauthorize the Patriot Act, which allows us to track down and get intelligence on terrorists. And we also need to continue to hold terrorists at Gitmo, the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba. Another priority of the Judiciary Committee is to protect intellectual property. About 30% of all American workers are involved in intellectual property companies or industries, and we have jurisdiction over patents and copyrights, for example, and we need to make sure that we do a better job of protecting America's intellectual property, particularly from theft by countries such as China and Russia. The theft of our intellectual property, and this is a particular interest to companies, high-tech companies in the Austin area, cost American companies billions of dollars every year, thousands and thousands of jobs because of other countries stealing all of our research and development. Maybe it has to do with computer technology, for example, and not, frankly, either paying for it or not using it in legitimate ways. So we need to protect our intellectual property, and that will help the economy as well.
You mentioned national security and specifically looking at immigration and laws. Are you talking about new laws? Are you talking about enforcing existing laws more at the border?
The first thing to do with immigration and border security and national security is, frank, just to enforce the immigration laws we have on the books right now. Nothing could be more important than making sure that every job in America goes to an American citizen or a legal immigrant, that is, legal workers in this country. And right now we have a problem because there are 7 million people working in America who are working illegally. And yet we have laws in existence now that say employers cannot hire someone who is in the country illegally. We ought to be saving those jobs for American citizens and legal immigrants.
You know, we've heard the argument made that the jobs that illegal immigrants are taking are jobs that Americans have a chance to take, but that they don't want to do.
There is no job that Americans aren't doing right now. In the agriculture industry, that's where the largest number of illegal workers now exist. Half of those jobs are being held by legal workers, by American citizens and legal immigrants. It is simply not true that there are jobs that Americans won't do. That's really an insult to American workers. There are a lot of industries where the jobs workers have been replaced by illegal workers. There are a lot of industries where the wage has been driven down by the huge increase in illegal workers. And if we were to enforce our laws, that would both increase those wages because they wouldn't be driven down by competition with illegal workers, and it would create jobs that Americans need and want today.
How successful do you think you and the committee and the Congress will be with these priorities? The House obviously will be under Republican control, the Senate still under the control of Democrats. How do you see all of this playing out with that balance of power?
I do see attracting bipartisan support and will be supported by Republicans and Democrats alike. The issue of the dramatic escalation and exponential growth of child pornography on the internet, it may be our fastest growing crime. Certainly there is bipartisan support to do something about that. So a lot of these Judiciary Committee issues, a lot of the priorities that we have on the Judiciary Committee, I think are going to be supported by Republicans and Democrats alike and be enacted. And I certainly hope that's the case.
Let me take a step back from the Judiciary Committee then and look at the House as a whole. Looking at the new health care law, some of the provisions have already been enacted, though I know Republican leaders are interested in pushing now for repeal of that law. Some of the parts of it seem fairly popular, the part that prohibits denying insurance for pre-existing conditions. There's a part that allows children to stay on their parents' plan, I think, till they're 26 now. How do you feel about pushes to repeal those when it seems like people are liking at least those portions of the law?
I support repeal because I think we need to start over again and do it much better and do it right. And I do support making sure that those individuals who can't get health care coverage get health care coverage. The question is, under this bill, you have all kinds of mandates. Despite the administration telling us it was going to reduce health care costs, they now acknowledge it's going to dramatically increase health care costs. So we need to get back to the original purposes of the health care bill.
There have been calls for making cuts to Social Security, possibly even Medicare. Just curious your response to some of those calls for cutting those programs.
Right. I think whether there are Whether there is reform of these so-called entitlement programs or not will depend almost entirely on the White House, on President Obama. We need to come up with some solutions to the Social Security looming insolvency in the next few years, and the same thing for Medicare, and we will, but it's going to take leadership from the White House for that to occur.
Republican Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas, we thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, Jennifer, good to be with you and your listeners.